person.
Yeah. That is very cool. Love that snare sound.
Yeah. The tighter, the better.
Yeah, yeah. I love the pop of the snare. You know, sometimes I was listening to, was it Dream Theater? I think it was when Mike Mangini was playing with them. And, you know, his snare sound sounded very, like, dead. I like, not like, you know, like, you know, I like the pop. I like to hear that contrast.
Yeah.
You know, between the snare and the bass, because the bass is already playing in a lower register.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course there's toms, right?
Sure.
On the, but I want that sound of pop. I want that just like the, you know, just kind of hit you. But if it sounds a little bit more deadened,
yeah,
it doesn't have the same effect, I don't think.
Well, and
I mean, I'm not being critical of his playing or anything
sure.
like that. It's not. I mean, he's a monster. He's a brilliant player. I'm just about the tone, you know,
yeah,
and the
yeah.
feel. I'm not talking about his playing ability at all.
Well, and every drummer has their own preferences. I like the snare tight, and then to control, if I need a softer sound, I'd rather control it with brushes or rods, you know, because, again,
yeah,
it's about
yeah.
my intensity of playing versus allowing the drum to sound like it does no matter who hits it, you know.
Yep. You know, Sandy was on YouTube. And she said she was listening, and she's Sandy's a regular listener
yeah, yeah.
And contributor on YouTube. I was listening. She says, was listening. I'm stunned. No more MTV. So obviously, I'm not the only one
You're
who
not.
Didn't know, Ace. You know, have to tell my mom ASAP. She doesn't watch television due to her work.
Sorry to break her heart.
So I did not know that. That's good to know. All right. I'm Deacon Halbrick. Series listening to Beacon of Truth, and we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're going to be taking a look at David Bowie's popular song, Changes, today, and we'd love to hear from you. How do you deal with change, right? Especially from a faith perspective, when change comes, again, change is inevitable. Like I said, it's not a matter of if, it's when. Some changes are good, some changes maybe not so good, but you have to accept it. You know, when you're praying to the Lord for making a change in your life, you know, are we able to patiently wait for the Lord to work? It's all about dealing with changes today on the Beacon of Truth playlist episode. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, celebrating 23 years, we want to say congratulations to WSOG, Spring Valley, El Paso, and Normal, Illinois, as Jim and Mark and the team at Spirit Educational Association is another year older. So we want to celebrate with you. So congrats. And of course, thanks to all the families that are supporting them as well. Thanks for supporting Catholic Radio and EWTN Radio.
All right, the Beacon of Truth playlist episode today. We're taking a look at Changes, a popular song from the early 70s by David Bowie. And I would love to hear from you today. How do you deal with change? How do you accept change, especially from a faith perspective? Would love to hear from you today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Elizabeth reaching out to us on YouTube. Bing Crosby and David Bowie, probably the only song I know of David Bowie right now, Don't know about the rest. Well, the other ones you may have heard of, Elizabeth, Space Odyssey.
Yep.
You know, that was very popular. You know, Major Tom to Ground Control. Yeah, I love that song. And Fame was the other one. Fame.
With John Lennon. That's John singing on that song with him.
I didn't know that.
The original lyric was gibberish, and then John came up. He goes, this song is like you're talking about someone as famous. And so they changed it from just like a sound to the word fame.
Oh, to fame. Oh.
So that's John singing
with
him.
I did not know that. My Ace, boy, you're just full of great knowledge.
It's just pouring out on a regular basis.
All right. We're talking about David Bowie's song Changes on this Beacon of Truth playlist episode. We'd love to hear from you. How have you dealt with change, especially from a perspective of faith? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So Changes is a song by David Bowie, who, of course, was an English, British musician from, I can't believe this, 1971.
Yes.
You know, I was what? I don't know, five or something like that, or six or something. You know, 71. I mean, that is a long time. So by the time I was into music, you know, that song must have been, what, 10 or 8, 9 years old, and still, yeah, to this day, timeless.
Yeah.
You know, it was released the single was released in 1972. The album came out in 1971. It was written following his promotional tour in the U.S. of 1971, and Changes was recorded at the famous Trident Studios in London, England. You know anything else about the song, Ace?
Well, I do know that he wrote it at a time that he was himself going through some changes and was kind of facing some things that he really wasn't sure what was going to happen. And of course, as we get into the lyrics today, you can really hear from the heart of someone who is searching, is seeking. And to me, you know, guy to guy to guy, I mean, he's talking about all the things in this song that I think we all do as men, as we go from being boys to men, or we go from being single to married, or married to fathers. Like, it's always, and again, you know, whether we're pursuing fame or we're pursuing money or pursuing opportunity, like, we get there and it's like, this is not what I thought it would be. And, you know, if you had to generalize this song, that's really the heart of it. But I love, as you break it down, you really start to peel back the layers of someone who's, to me, seeking to find eternal purpose, a spiritual purpose. Because, again, there is always that God-shaped hole in us that we're trying to cram and fill with things of the world, or things that we think that will make us happy. And then we're just like, I have all the things that I could ever want, and I'm miserable. Well, there's a reason for that, you know?
Love that. And you're absolutely right. I think the lyrics speak to that. We're talking about Change today on this Beat of Truth playlist episode, looking at David Bowie's song, Changes. As we go through the lyrics, we'd love to hear from you. How have you dealt with change? What are some things in your life that you want to change, that you're having difficulty changing? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Marie is calling from Missouri, listening on iHeartRadio. Yeah. Marie, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you got the screening from the screener, but I think I've become a self-aware narcissist.
I know. And what makes you say that?
I'm going through a divorce, and I think that God revealed to me that so much of it was my fault. I'm putting myself first, mm-hmm, above my husband, above God. Well, I thought I was putting God first, but often we think that, and we are not. Above my husband, above my children. And I think I'm the one who ruined the marriage and the relationship with my kids. And now I'm not sure. I feel like I've lost all love in my life.
Wow.
And I don't know how to get it back.
Well, let me ask you this. What was there something, as you were going through all of this, what was there something that happened that helped you realize that, as you said, you come to this revelation that this was your fault, that you're a narcissist? What led you to that conclusion? Because, you know, if this was something that you would have realized earlier, you know, maybe things would have been different. But what changed in your life, or in your thought, or in your prayer, that led you to this revelation?
Well, I was doing a lot of research on narcissism. Someone had told me that my husband was a narcissist. Mm-hmm. And then I did a lot of research, and I made him fit the narrative. I was like, oh my gosh, he is a narcissist, and, you know, fits all these things. But now I realize it's me. And one night I feel like it was God, could have been demonic, I don't know, but showed me at warp speed so many things. I was trying to sleep one night and I couldn't sleep, and just warp speed so many things that I could have done differently, and where it wasn't about me. It should have been about my children, or about my husband, about my marriage.
And this too, I'm assuming from the tenor of your call here, that it's too late in your mind then to, now
it
you
is.
Come to this realization, it's too late to change things. You're on a path that's inevitable here.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, and because of this, you feel like a loss of love. You know, you've lost a sense of love, and you want to gain that back again, right? Is that it?
Yes. Okay. I feel like, I don't know, like love doesn't exist in my life anymore, and that's so sad to me. And, you know, I pray the rosary with my mom, but it's almost like going through the motions, and I'm like,
yep.
I just went to Rome. I was there for when the new Pope was announced, and I was like on just the highest of highs, and I was on a pilgrimage in the Jubilee year, and it was amazing. And what happened? What happened to that feeling of love and having that door open to God?
Yeah, and so many people, Marie, have been in your situation, including myself. You know, there was a time when my best friend died that I felt emptiness. I felt, like you said, going through the motions in my prayer life. I didn't understand. I was angry with God, you know, and I didn't feel his love or his presence. And really, it's understanding, Marie, that sometimes we're going through something difficult, especially when you come to the realization that it's me, that we don't feel worthy of God's love. And so it was almost like a self-loathing kind of a thing that, you know, it's like, oh, if only I could have realized this earlier, if only I would have, you know. But here's the thing, and sometimes we get stuck in that, but God can unstick us, right? Mm-hmm. God's love and God's mercy is greater than any pain that we may be in, that any, you know, we're stuck in a certain place and God wants to get us unstuck. So I would just, my go-to thing is go to adoration, Eucharistic adoration, and just sit there and just let God speak to you. Just be with him face to face, heart to heart, and just say, Lord, I'm empty, fill me. Now, I can't do this by myself anymore. I need you. I need to feel your love back in my life again. And just go there and have him fill you. He's there, present, body, blood, soul, divinity, that most blessed sacrament. Let him fill you with his life. You know, and you don't have to, again, you don't have to say anything. Just sit there and let him fill you. He knows your pain. He knows what you're going through. And he endured the cross for us. So he understands pain. But he endured that out of love. And he wants to share that love with you, Maria, in your moment of pain. Right? So I would go to adoration and just be there. Just be, again, be still and know God. Come to know him again. Enter into that relationship of intimacy with him again. In that peace and that stillness and that silence where it's just you and him, apart from any other distractions, anything else that may be going on in your life.
Yeah, and as someone who has been where you are, I would say, too, just let God rebuild your reputation as he's changing you, because he will, and that's his promise to us. But again, it's about you, as Deacon was saying, you and he, you being one with God to the point that people can't deny the change that's happening in you. And then any relationships that need to be repaired will only be repaired because of where you are with God.
Yes. Amen. Does that help, Marie?
Yes. Do you feel like I need to let it go? Let go? And like the relationships with my children, unfortunately, I haven't seen or spoken to my children in 6 months, and they refuse to, you know, get back to me by text or phone or anything, you know?
Because they think you haven't changed. So once you maybe take the advice that Ace and I have shared with you, and once you feel the change within yourself, then you can be a witness of that change to your children. Mm-hmm. They need to see that things have changed with you. You've come to this realization, but you need to really process and go through that with God first. Yeah. And when you come to a place now, you're at a place in your heart and in your life where you can share that and show them that this is not just lip service, but this is a real change or a real understanding that I've come to, and I want to share this with you. I want to reestablish this relationship with you guys again.
Okay. Yes, adoration would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And please know, Marie, that we're praying for you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and for your intentions, especially as we go into this Christmas season. All right. Beacon of Truth playlist today. We're talking about David Bowie's song from 1971, Changes. Would love to hear from you. How have you dealt with change? Or maybe you have a difficulty dealing with change. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Michael is calling from Saratoga. I'm not sure. I know there's several Saratogas. I know there's one in New York. There's one in California. I'm not sure where. But he's on YouTube. Michael, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
I'm doing very good, thank you. Couple things here. In regard with the whole, one actually has to deal with the topic, and then one of it is kind of like some sidebars that I'm not sure any of you may be aware of. But the whole thing with change, sometimes I know I've been guilty myself of kind of being, sometimes being too rigid and sticking to a routine, and then kind of where something happens that doesn't go my way, kind of get flustered sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I get that. And I was saying earlier in the show, Michael, that I don't deal with change well myself. You know, I'm a person of routine, you know, because routine gives me peace. Routine gives me comfort. But sometimes there are things that happen that's beyond your control that disturbs that peace, that disturbs that routine. And I was very impatient in my younger days when it came to certain changes. But now I've just learned, you know what? God is in control, you know, and I can't, you know, change is inevitable. And I just have to deal and accept these changes. And sometimes you have to, you know, like our Marie, our last caller, sometimes you have to realize the change needs to come from within yourself.
Yep.
Right. And so those are the things I think we need to be thinking about.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as it even ties in with the song, not only in what Maria was saying, but as we kind of look at ourselves, a lot of times we don't like what we see. So we make excuses for why we've acted the way we did, why we've not reacted the way we should, and then somehow justify it either with the circle around us or sometimes I've been guilty of this, twisting God's word to meet my own agenda. You know, God's word says, blah, blah, blah. And I was wrong because I'm seeing it through a lens that's distorted. I'm seeing it through a lens of a broken man who can't see God for what he's trying to do in me, because at that time, I want to be responsible for fixing me. I want to be the one who is, look at what I've done and what I've risen above. I didn't rise above nothing. God rose me to a point of where I'm at and then showed me that it's not about how high you are, it's about how close you are to him. And that's the point that I think we all have to get to. And I think that's what I love about this song, why it always resonated with me, because my introduction on this song was, part of the lyric was used in the movie The Breakfast Club to spotlight where in that movie you've got every clique that's represented in the high school, right? You've got the sports, you've got the burnouts, you've got, you know, the prom queen, all the stuff. And they're all finding that they're identifying with each other in their pain. And so when you look at these lyrics, like I'll even jump to the verse because I know we have time, but in the verse where it says, and these children that you spit on as they try to change their world are immune to your consultations. They're aware of what they're going through. I was aware of what I was going through as a kid, prodigy of divorce and all the things that were going on in my life as an adult, same situation. We're all, my kids, I knew what they were facing. I had to let them navigate and then let them know that I was there. But above all else, are you talking to God in the things that you're facing? And as they've learned now as adults, and I've still got teens at home that I'm reminding them of this, where is your peace when you talk to God? Because that's the only thing to navigate when change happens. You can't stop it from happening. Yeah. You can't speed it up. And if it really is a change in you, you want it. You desperately want it to happen, because in order to change our world, we have to change inside of us to be a part of the solution. And so that always resonated with me with this song of that, my kids can look at me and go, you have no idea what pressures I'm under, what I'm facing. When I do, but I'm not going to let on in a way that seems cocky or that I've got all the answers. I'm telling you what experiences I've been through with and without God. And if you can skip over those steps to stay close to God, then that's what I want for you. And then the things that you're going to experience that I didn't experience, then we navigate those together, but through our faith, through asking God first.
Yes, amen. Does that help, Michael?
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, that I wanted to bring with this is there's a classical music angle with this as well, because when you mentioned David Bowie, I actually, and because there was another tune that piece that David Bowie was famous for, and that was his narration of Prokofiev's piece, Peer and the Wolf, that came from the, that he did with the Philadelphia Orchestra. I forget who the conductor was. But Bowie
Was that an album that came out? I think I remember listening to it as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I never knew David Bowie was... Oh, man, Michael, thank you so much for
That's
that.
Cool.
I did not... I remember listening to that as a kid.
Yeah.
My mom used to play it. Mm-hmm. Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf, the Big Peter and the Wolf, and, mm-hmm. and the other Peter... there were several different stories like that.
Yeah.
Wow, did not know that. That's great. Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. Beacon of Truth playlist today. We're talking about Changes by David Bowie. Let's go to John in Dallas, Texas, listening on Sirius XM 130. John, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for being with us today, John.
Thank you for having me. I feel called to call you and to speak directly to Marie, who just called you about her about her life, and most importantly, how she offered the deepest of her vulnerability for anyone to hear. She has an opportunity to offer to her children and to her husband her inner thoughts about herself. That incredible deep level of humility is an offering for those wonderful people in her family that she hopes will realize the change that she has realized for herself. Mm-hmm. If she does this and trusts in God and hands it all as a gift, she'll get great reward, I know.
Wow. Sounds like you speak from personal experience.
I'm an old man. A lot of things in life, and that alone is such a huge gift.
Yeah.
From where I've lived to what I've done, you know, whatever.
Wow. Beautiful. You know, incredibly beautiful insight, John, and I'm incredibly grateful and blessed because of your call and sharing your vulnerability and your ability to help another caller, you know, another person of our EW10 radio family. To bring healing and reconciliation in their life. So beautiful reflection, John. All right. Let's go to Charlotte, calling from the Orlando, Florida Diocese, listening on Divine Mercy Radio, talking about Changes today on Beacon of Truth playlist. Charlotte, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hey.
Hey.
Great time to hear from you. Time again to change it.
Yes. We got a choir going.
Yes, sing it.
So I just turned 30, and I'm looking at, you know, this next chapter of my life. Happy and excited to be Catholic. I follow all the teachings of the church, but I'm also very passionately anti-abortion. Mm. And I work with groups like the Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising and Operation Rescue. Because I want to just scream and cry from the mountaintops. I want to flip tables in the temple. I'm so upset about this issue that my question is, what should I do? Like, I want to commit the next chapter of my life to fighting the oppression and evil of abortion, you know, especially in America with our culture being so upside down about it. But I just feel like God hasn't spoken to me about it. And be quiet about it, but then I get really frustrated because a lot of Catholics, I just feel like they they aren't as vocal or convinced as they should be about it. So,
yeah, unfortunately, Charlotte, that is a life and death issue that has become politicized. And so many people think of it along political lines and not philosophical lines, like when does life begin? How precious every single human being is made in God's image and likeness. So keep doing what you're doing and represent the faith beautifully by your witness and example.
Yeah, and seeing that you're also a musician, use your art, because that's a great way to reach people right with your giftings.
All right, Brian Greenfield tomorrow about evangelizing youth and young adults on Beacon of Truth. Until we're together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you and protect you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.